on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. The Bible, unsurprisingly, tells us this picture that God himself is pretty big. He's pretty mighty. He deserves to be worshipped. He deserves the people to bow the knee and to say that he is great. So when God himself stepped out of that glory in heaven to be found here on earth, not born as a prince in a palace, not born into money or status, but born to a young woman, traveling hundreds of miles from where she'd lived, nowhere to stay, being laid in a feeding trough for an animal. This was the way that God came to earth, wrapped in flesh, not born ready to start preaching and healing and doing miracles, but born vulnerable, born in need of his own creation to take care of him until he had grown old enough. Jesus did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but said, "No, I will become literally one of them." And this, for Christians at Christmas, is where our joy comes from. Because God, if God just sat far away from us, if God just sat on a big cloud, throwing out judgments and thunderbolts when he fancied it, then we might say, well, where is the joy here? We live under a dictator. But instead, the Christian message is that at Christmas, God became one of us, amongst us, grew up like us, understood the pressures, the pain, and the difficulties. And the way John talks about this is he talks about that someone has come into the world who's bringing a great light in darkness. Where there is pain, where there is difficulties, where there is suffering, where there are hard times, God says, I will come and I will bring light. And light really matters, because we sing this song here in this church, Joy to the World, and it's a kind of a modern take. It's very familiar. We'll be singing it today, but it has a little bit extra added to it. And the extra lyrics towards the end, which for some reason are too big again on the screen, even though I made them smaller, are joyful, joyful, we adore thee, God of glory, Lord of love, hearts unfold like flowers before thee, opening to thy Son above. And you think, okay, that's very Christmassy sounding. What's that got to do with Jesus being the light of the world? Well, if you look at these lyrics, what do flowers unfold and lean towards? The light, because it brings them life. You put a plant on a windowsill somewhere, it will grow and bend towards where the light is bringing it. Flowers open up to receive the light, because the light from the sun gives them life. And these lyrics, to me, even though very poetic and very Christmassy sounding, I think remind us that our hearts open up towards God, because that is where our light and our life comes from. And when we do that, when we open our hearts to God, when we receive Jesus at this Christmas time, the light that Jesus is in that darkness will give us life. It doesn't solve all our problems. It doesn't make the world suddenly a magically better place, but it gives us a hope, because where there is life, there is hope. So this story, as chaotic as it was, with words lost because we didn't get to a mic, with costumes being pulled off, children running around, the beauty of that is that I think in a way, that's kind of how God wants it to be told. Because he's like, your world is not perfect, it is chaotic, it is crazy, it is real, and the creation that I've put there are real people. And I became like you, I became one of you. I doubt Jesus got to do a nativity story, because it hadn't become a thing by that point. But I'm sure there were times when he ran around, made noise, bit chaotic, didn't want to put something on, oh, that's too scratchy, or oh, I don't like that. We know the time he ran away from his parents because he was having so much fun in the temple. I don't know if anyone's here got home and realized you'd left your child here. But Jesus did that. It was normal, because he was like one of us. And that boy became a man to give us life. So this is what we celebrate, it's what Christmas is all about, and we're going to have a time to think about that in a moment, but we're going to do some prayers, because as Louise already said, right now in this world, we need more of this light, don't we? So we've got some prayers we're going to do, and I'm going to ask a few assistants, if that's all right, from the wonderful Children's Church team, and we're going to set something up on here while I explain, because when it comes to praying at Christmas, there's lots of things we can pray about which are good and exciting. But there's also lots of people in this world who right now, Christmas seems a million miles away. The idea of there being joy and peace feels like a distant dream. So we're going to, I've got an old world map that we're going to set up and going to invite people to pray in multiple ways. So we're going to have a bit of time of quiet and you may want to just quietly pray and ask God to say, God, these are the places right now where I need your light and your life to break in. These are the people that need your light and your life in their lives. If you're feeling happy to and would like to interact, we have a bunch of battery-powered tea lights, so no flame on paper. And you can come up, you can light one of these, and you can place it on the world map or around the world map, wherever you feel right now you want Jesus' light and life to come. And finally, we do have some post-it notes and some pens. If you have a specific prayer request, something you want to write down again, you can pin that on. And if anyone would like any of this brought to you, because you'll say, actually, coming to the front, it's a bit difficult for me. If you just give us a wave, one of my beautiful assistants, I think one of our three kings down here maybe, and someone else, we'll bring a box of lights and some pens and stuff toward you. So I encourage you to have this time. I think we're going to have about 5 minutes, just allowing to kind of do that, either where you are or come and interact with our map to bring the light and life of Jesus to this world. Let's do that. Just to bring anything to you, then just give us a wave. And we've got some lights and we've got some post-its and things. So just as the final prayer has been added on, why don't we just take a moment now where we just pray together to offer all this to God and to thank him. Father God, we thank you that in a world where there can feel like so much darkness, that you have sent your son to be the light. Father, right now there are so many places that are in need of that light in the darkness. We lift up the war zones that exist all around the world. Those well known, those that have been burning for years, and those that are recent. Lord, we pray for a supernatural peace to descend upon these areas. That all fighting will cease, that a miracle will be performed this Christmas time. Lord, we pray for those who've been affected, those who've lost their homes, those who've lost friends, family members, that in what seems impossible, Lord, you will bring comfort and a joy will rise. Lord, for those who this Christmas time will be hard, will be a struggle, it's more about the finances than the celebration. We pray, Lord, that you will bring them comfort and peace, that the right help and support will reach them, and that the joy of being with those they love will be all that's needed this year. God, we pray as countries prepare to make big decisions politically about governments, about things that have been and things that are to come, that your light and your life will shine in those situations, that you will bring about countries, governments that will stand for you. And Lord, for us as we're gathered here today with our own thoughts, our own prayers, we just take a moment in quiet now, Lord, to lift those situations and those people to you. So, Father, we lift all this towards you. Lord, we thank you that you hear our prayers, that you care enough to not just create, Lord, but to be part of this world. And we pray that your light and your life will shine this Christmas time. Amen. We have one final song, which is the song I was referring to, Joy to the World, Joyful, Joyful.